Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today. Okay, Arisha, have you ever felt like someone was stealing the spotlight from you when it was your moment?
Yes. Every year on September 29th,
wow,
is my brother's birthday.
Okay.
And it's 5 days before mine. And he's been stealing my birthday thunder for essentially my whole life.
I mean, as someone who married somebody with a birthday like 6 days before theirs, I get it.
It's awful.
Yeah. So it's kind of like what happened with Kanye yesterday. Like, it was the Super Bowl, but somehow Kanye West still managed to get us all talking about him.
Yeah. I mean, he went on his truly wildest Instagram rant yet and could not look away. It was like a car accident, a train wreck. I could not look away.
Yeah. He's like that screaming kid at a party. Like, you just want to enjoy the party, but that stupid kid is just so distracting.
And then you're like, why am I at a party with kids?
Yes, 100%. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. It's Monday, February 14th.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
First of all, happy Valentine's Day, Richies.
Yes.
We love you. And, you know, what a weekend it was, right? Like, like I said, the Super Bowl may have crowned the Los Angeles Rams the winners, but it wasn't the Bengals who lost. It was all of us, because we had to witness yet another classic weekend-long Kanye Instagram rant. And, like you said, it was by far his wildest one yet.
Yes, yes.
So, hours before the Super Bowl, Kanye made a series of posts to his Instagram. Of course, most have since been deleted. And he started the festivities by taking jabs at fellow rapper Kid Cudi, which was too far, in my opinion. You don't come for Kid Cudi.
I know.
So he posted on his Instagram saying, just so everyone knows, Cudi will not be on Donda because he's friends with you-know-who.
Yeah, and of course, you-know-who is Pete Davidson, who, as everyone knows, say it with me, is dating Kim Kardashian. So Pete and Cudi have been good friends for years. Pete's even said that Cudi saved his life, which, I mean, that's a ride or die right there.
Yeah.
And then Kanye ends the note with, we all speak in Billy language now. referring to Billie Eilish, who we talked about on the show, said, "I wait for people to be okay before I keep going," which Kanye took to be a diss at Travis Scott over the Astroworld tragedy, and he demanded an apology that he did not and will not ever get.
First of all, what is Billie language? Whispering?
I love her, but
she whispers.
I love that he's like, I will never just go after one person at one time. Like,
no, it's,
I'm going to be efficient with my jabs.
That's small potatoes.
Yeah, yeah. And so Kid Cudi responded to Kanye's post saying, "Too bad I don't want to be on your album," which is kind of like, well said. he called Kanye a dinosaur. And my favorite thing about this is somebody posted the Halloween picture from 2019 of Kim Kardashian and her kids dressed as the Flintstones. And Kanye's in that dinosaur costume.
Oh,
it's
no.
so relevant.
That's true. Oh, my God. Classic. The internet.
Yeah. Yeah. And then Cudi also tweeted he talked to Kanye about this weeks ago and accused Kanye of flipping the script. Which,
what? Not Kanye.
He should talk to Taylor Swift.
I mean, he should talk to a lot of people at this point. But Kanye obviously didn't stop there because he's basically just harassing all of us at this point. He then starts going after Pete, who he very, very cleverly calls Skeet.
Sick burn, Kanye.
Yeah, Kanye shared a paparazzi photo of Kim holding hands with Pete last month and called Pete a dickhead and referred to him as Hillary Clinton's boyfriend because Pete has a tattoo of Hillary Clinton. Wouldn't be my first choice for a tattoo, but, you know, it's Pete. He also shared a screenshot of a text that appeared to be from Pete, which I was like, ooh, okay. Now we're getting somewhere.
Yeah, I don't know. This text, it was zoomed in such
I know.
So I'm like, ooh. So, I don't know.
It's like sick crop boomer.
All of his posts, I was like, is this Nani? Like, what's happening here? So in the text, Pete says he'd never get in the way of Kanye's children and it's not his business how they raise their kids and says he hopes to meet the kids one day, but Kanye has said it's never going to happen.
Okay.
And then
hold on a second. I have to lawyer Kanye really quick.
Okay.
So all Kanye did here was prove that his rant about not being allowed into the house because Pete was in there with the kids.
Uh-huh.
He just proved he was a liar
because
He co-signed that Pete has never met the kids.
Although I will say, do we know when this text was sent?
Probably a quarter after never in the year 2000 Kanye wishes.
So then it's all moot. So then in another post, Kanye referred to Pete as nothing more than a cog for the corporate media machine. Mm. And this is where things get... I read this so many times. I don't know what's happening. So Kanye shared a Photoshop poster of Marvel's movie Civil War with his face and Pete's face put out over the actors at the front. So The like movie poster is a bunch of the characters from Civil War facing off against each other.
Yeah.
He Photoshopped Kim's face in along with Drake, Julia Fox, Travis Scott, Kid Cudi, Billie Eilish, and Taylor Swift.
Ugh.
And then he said, "This ain't about Skeet, people. It's about selling y'all a narrative. Skeet just playing his part in Frozen 3, except it's not in the theaters this time. It's on Daily Mail." And then, and I have tried to follow this thread and cannot understand it, he weirdly pulls in Disney's CEO Bob Chapek into this, saying, "Tell Bob and the entire Disney staff, you wasted your money on Star Wars and Marvel, because even though it makes money, you'll never control the high schools. No one's ever heard a Machine Gun Kelly song, Bob." Which I just want to say that so many times to so many people. There's a lot going on here.
Yeah, I don't know what this means, but I'm wondering, as someone who loves escape rooms, if we take maybe the first letter of each word, maybe it'll spell out a clue to what the hell is going on.
Someone stop me.
Yeah, I'm in a bunker. Help.
I really hope Bob's assistant was like, "Bob, Kanye's got a message for you."
Also, can we just talk about how both the last CEOs of Disney were named Bob? Like, is that a requirement at Disney? You have to be named Bob.
Probably. Disney's very uniform in who runs the ship, I feel like.
Mm-hmm. Now, if this was anyone else, maybe we'd all think this is a case of a hacked Instagram account. Mm-hmm, it's just that random and ridiculous.
Yeah.
But Kanye made sure we all knew that it was him. He posted a photo of himself holding a yellow legal pad, clarifying that it was indeed him making all of these posts. And he captions the post, "My account is not hacked. I will be at Sunday service at noon and will be taking North and Saint to the Super Bowl shortly after." Then he tags Pete's fellow SNL cast member, Michael Che's Instagram account, and tells him that he'll double his pay to quit SNL so he doesn't have to look at that pawn ever again. Of course, the pawn, again, is Pete Davidson.
Yeah, and Michael Che responds on his own Instagram with a series of photos of a notepad himself, which we're keeping these notepads in business.
Oh,
it
yeah.
starts with, "Sorry, yay, but I would never betray my friends." And then continues, "For anything less than triple salary." That's right, 90K a year. Full medical, full dental, 4 weeks vacay, corner office, plus a pair of red Octobers, size 12. He then writes, "And you got to tell me what you're going to wear to work the night before so we can look like twins."
This is just classic. I love that he's saying his salary is 30K a year.
I mean, like how people are just going about their lives and they never know if they're going to get dragged into this.
I know.
Che's like, "I just over here in New York City living my life and Kanye's coming for me now, trying to include me into this mess."
Pete Davidson, native New York City.
I know.
At that. Like, also, how do so many people have yellow legal pads laying around?
I don't know. All I've got are post-its.
God, it takes so many to reply back. So even though Kanye still managed to trend online over the Super Bowl, which of course he had to point out on his Instagram post.
One of many posts.
Yeah, he'll never not brag when he gets a chance. There were 14 blissful minutes yesterday that had nothing to do with Kanye, and that was the Super Bowl halftime show, which was straight fire, if you ask me.
I basically died watching this show.
Same.
I was so happy.
Mm-hmm.
It was a show for us.
Yes.
And we were here for it. For the first time ever, the halftime show was centered around rap and hip hop. Mm-hmm. And it kicked off with Dr. Dre and Snoop performing the next episode on the roof of 5 sound stages that were designed to look like houses in central Los Angeles.
Yeah.
LA was a heavy theme in the show, understandably, and also loved it.
Mm-hmm.
50 Cent performed the beginning of In Da Club, Upside Down,
which yes.
was such an image to see.
Yeah. Why didn't they promote 50 at all? Like, there was no mention of him.
I didn't know he was going to be there.
Me either. It was a nice surprise.
Such a pleasant one. Yeah. And then we had Mary J. Blige absolutely slaying. She sang 2 of her hit songs, Family Affair and No More Drama. And then we had Kendrick Lamar, who also performed. And I just loved his backup dancers.
Me too. That dance was everything.
And,
loved
like, the
it.
Range of ages, I couldn't process what I was looking at. And then we have Eminem rapping my go-to karaoke song.
I literally had that thought when I played. Like, you know, Arisha's just turning up right now.
I was turning up. Eminem also took a knee at the end of his performance, which was in solidarity for former NFL player Colin Kaepernick. The NFL claims that they knew Eminem was going to do this and denied the early reports of them trying to stop him from kneeling.
Mm-hmm.
And then the show ended with all of these incredibly talented people standing together performing Dre's classic song, Still Dre.
It was so good. Like, I was actually emotional for some reason.
Yes!
Okay, good. I'm glad I'm not alone.
No, I mean, it was just one of those things where it's like, these songs were my bread and butter.
Yes.
At, like, such formative times.
And I'm sorry. Eminem.
Yes.
If anyone came away from this performance not wanting to bang Eminem, then you're dead inside.
Just looking at his shoes, I was like, come on over, Em.
He makes white people cool. Like, only him.
And he's from Detroit.
I know. Obviously the halftime show took our minds off Kanye and his drama for a little bit, but he did not listen to Mary J. Blige. And he did have more drama this morning. Kanye was actually at the Super Bowl with his kids, North and Saint, like he had said earlier. And he was also in a McDonald's Super Bowl commercial, which he somehow managed to use as shade.
I mean, this guy, like, kids in high school should recruit him to help them, you know, in their turf wars.
Right.
So he posted about the commercial on his own Instagram with the not at all threatening caption, I'm going to get a Big Mac from McDonald's and get Petey Davidson eliminated. There's a lot of misspellings here, so it's so hard. And then please give me the go prayer hand emoji, which is just like, what?
Wait,
I don't know that this was in the contract that McDonald's had him sign.
But he says, yay, please give me the go. Who's he talking to?
Himself. He's like, this is a message for later. He might be mementoed where he has to remember everything.
Oh.
So he's Instagramming it.
Okay, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. It's the only thing that makes sense at this point. So at the game, Kanye was seen wearing a full face mask. Like, at this point, it's becoming part of his regular attire. He's always ready to just go rob a bank.
Yep.
And Judd Apatow actually was at the game, and he put a post of Kanye on his Instagram and talked about how he was wearing his mask and how hot he would be, and it was really funny. And the best part is Page Six shared his post, and Kanye's current sort of girlfriend, Julia Fox, commented on it with 5 crying laughing face emojis, which we should say, just this morning, her rep confirmed that she is officially done with Kanye, so not even current sort of girlfriend anymore, current sort of ex-girlfriend of Kanye.
Yeah, I mean, that's a clear sign. Laughing at, you know, shade.
I just like that this is the final straw for her.
Yeah,
everything
right?
else wasn't enough, but now this is enough.
Yeah. So it's a new day, but Kanye has not backed down from his Super Bowl Sunday rant. He did delete most of his posts, like we said, but he did post one more jab at Pete this morning because obviously, you know, he can't stop.
Yeah, so he thanks his fans for supporting his family and then writes, my family means more to me than any other accomplishment in life. If anyone loves me and my family, if you see Skeet in real life, scream at the looser, mind you, at the top of your lungs and say, Kimye forever, broken heart emoji.
No one's yelling that.
At all.
No.
God. This guy needs to just stop. Like, come on.
Come on. Seriously. And all of his friends are obviously listening to this. Please help him. He needs it. Stop co-signing his trash.
Yeah, and this kind of behavior is not something that we should be encouraging in any way, shape, or form. And I hope nobody screams at Pete or Kim or anyone.
Yes.
Like, back off.
I'm just, honestly, I'm almost to the point where I feel bad for Kanye because it's so off the rails at this point.
I mean, I just, like, I feel like he's doing so much damage to his family.
Yes.
And it's, I don't like the language of, like, save my family and reading some of the comments. And it's like, a man sticks up for his family. He's like, we're not doing that kind of language.
You save your family, Kanye. Clownye.
There it is.
From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziprin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies.
If you like our show, please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
And tell your friends, we've got the hot goss.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.